Have you expected totally different conditions?
I mean, it's the same for everybody. I mean, we waited and waited, but there's nothing there with the, you know, we just had not really grip, and it's difficult to try to tiptoe through the corners and go fast.
Knowing the potential of your car, Kim, in the normal condition, in the dry condition, which kind of way can you imagine?
Well, obviously we have to see how the weather will be tomorrow, and then we go from there. Not far from ideal starting positions, because especially the first corner being very tight, so we don't want to be too far from the front there. But you know, it's another day, and I think for sure in a dry condition our car should be we know it much better, and I think we should be okay, but we know that we'll be
okay. On the pit stop, hai avuto un grande rischio alla ripartenza dal pit stop.
There was some
problem at the restart at the pit stop when you was in the pit lane.
We had a contact, but luckily managed to avoid it, so it's okay.
Okay, so problem with the grip here on the tire, with your tire on the wet. Do you think tomorrow on dry will be different? Hai avuto grandi problemi di grip sul bagnato, sarà diverso sull'asciutto?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for wet condition, at least in my view, my car, I have very little grip to play, and in this kind of condition, it's not very easy. So, the dry condition will be for sure a lot different than we see what we can do. Not fast enough, but it's for my car, I don't know if they're struggle a lot with the grip. Either we don't make the tires work, or whatever it is, it's very slippery for sure. And, especially with the low down force, you cannot put enough force on the tires, and it's never ending story. But,
so the penalties, you will be starting further up the grid, and race trim, particularly in the dry, will be much more competitive tomorrow. It's a pretty open race, isn't it?
Far from ideal after today, but this is what we got today, and tomorrow, yes, we start in a bit better position than actually we qualified, but see how the weather will turn out to be, and hopefully for sure in the dry we're going to be a lot better, but
Kimi, crazy and disappointing qualifying for you?
Not crazy. Crazy, yes, it's a bit too late for many hours for the reasons that we don't have a proper rain tire that can handle a little bit water, standing water in the straight. So not good for spectators, not good for any of us, but okay, we managed to do it in the end, but not the easiest.
What do you think is possible tomorrow, maybe?
Roll number two sounds like a wonder with that car.
Thank you. Kimi, why was there a lack of performance for both Ferrari and the Q3? Just the conditions, or what do you think?
I don't know. The other car, obviously, I have no idea, but at least for my car, it's very little grip, and low down force, not an easy situation to try to get a good line and not slipping, and it's just very.
Thank you.
Olosuhteet, kun
viisain
päästiin oliko auto jo kuivan kelin asetuksessa enemmän, koska huomisessa on luvattu kisaa varten kuivaa, niin kuinka hankalaa se on silloin ajan märällä kelillä?
Ei meillä ainakaan mitään märää tai kuivan kelin asetuksia mihinkään suuntaan, että nyt on ollut vuosia että tota, ei sillä ole mitään, että ne on se, että renkailu saada toimia, että aika liukasta joka puolella.
Siinä Q1:ssä sun jarrut oli liekeissä ja menisit ottaa yhteen Force Indian kanssa. Kerro vähän, mitä siinä tapahtui.
Mä en tiedä, että meidän varittaisiin. Tota, valo meni vihreäksi ja yleensä silloin pitää mennä, mutta onneksi katoisin verran vasemmalle ja huomasin, että tulee auto, niin pysähdy. En tiedä, mitä se
tekee. Siellä tiimi repi sun tota, tällaisia teippejä ilmanottoaukoista. Olisiko ne pitänyt, kuuluuko ne olla siellä vai oliko se jäänyt sinne vahingossa tai mitä?
Ei kuulu ne olla tietenkin, että jos on oikein märkä keli, niin jäähdytys säädellään niin.
Kimi, it's a tricky day and how difficult conditions. How was the feeling on the track?
Yeah, not an easy one. Struggling for the grip and first of all waiting for many hours for stupid reason in my view, but biggest issue was struggling with the grip, and obviously when we started was aquaplaning, but to be honest, we need to get better wet tires because we wait for 2 hours, the spectators are there in the rain, and so to be honest, not awful lot of water on the circuit that we aquaplaned. So,
But anyway, you had more grip on Ferraris at the beginning and the part of the quali. What happened at the end?
For me it was very similar all the time. Obviously with different tires is a slightly different story. But it was very similar feeling the other way through, and really not having an awful lot of grip to be able to push, and in the end I took more chances and it got a bit better, but it's far from my ideal pushing.
Tomorrow with dry track and the pace that you have been showing yesterday, do you think it's possible to get in the place that you deserve this weekend?
We'll see what happens tomorrow. Obviously it's not ideal position. We're gonna start a bit better position because some penalties in front of us, but I'm sure the car will be much stronger if it's a try, but
how big a shock or surprise was it to you that the Ferrari seemed to not switch itself on in these conditions on the full wet?
It felt quite tricky all the time, and obviously then I expect to be in the first place for sure, but not an easy day.
Is there a rescuable situation tomorrow though, based on Friday form?
Obviously we will start a bit better position than we actually qualified with jump penalties in front, and then for sure if it's dry, our car seems to be working well. I think it's we cannot switch the tires on the wet. Whatever the reason is, we haven't really found it, and in the dry conditions it should be a lot better.